Beasley's, can I help you?
Yes, this is Nick with RDI Diamonds. I'm looking
Hello,
for
Nick.
Nicole.
It's Nicole. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just, my feelings were a little bit hurt. I was here from you by two, you know. I was saying.
Well, she came in and then she went to lunch. I was like,
no, you're all
for
good.
Showing up, Betty. I'm just kidding.
No, you're fine. And I, Wait, who are you talking about? Talking about Lisa?
I'm talking about my boss that I needed to talk to. Is that she came in and she was here for 20 minutes and then she stepped out for lunch and she hasn't been back.
No, that's fine. Hopefully she's good and just running errands.
Girl, she's living her life. As she should. I'm a little jealous, but I'm also happy for her.
That's a fact. I feel that.
She's worked a lot longer than me, so I do my best, but I'm also like, hello?
Yeah.
Can you come in?
Can I be... I want help. Show me how to do things.
With you? Yeah.
Yes. Take me with you. Do you need help where you're going?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can help you with the appetizer or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going out. So, actually, I left out one crucial detail yesterday when we were talking to you. Unless I did bring it up, that we have lifetime trade on natural diamonds, which...
Yes, I think you did tell me that.
Yeah, that, you know, mitigates the risk of... you know, getting in any diamond, you know, big or little. And, like, we, you know, we've been taking it on the chin for the last couple of years, especially, like, bringing back, like, the pandemic diamonds.
Yeah.
We bought something, you know, during that time, and then they traded in. Holy moly, you know, but it's good business, you know, and we're not, you know, it's dollar for dollar plus a dollar more, you know, so we're not, like, paying you, but... It's it definitely pays, especially on the new diamond. You guys are making more money when you're upgrading. Cool. Yeah.
So you only do natural diamonds, right?
No, I have lab diamonds as well. It's just not it's not as much of a focus.
Right.
In wholesale. I mean, so in retail, you're like, you know, this isn't a lot of money. In wholesale, I mean, think about it. I have to do volume. I can't sell.
Yeah.
I can't sell $1 million in lab grown. That'd be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I get it. I was gonna make a note too that you had them in case I needed them.
Yeah, I do.
We're not having a lot of naturals. I mean, I think
cumulatively,
in this year, I think we've maybe done 3 naturals. And
I mean,
one was a 70, like, we have some naturals that we own that are ours, and one was, like, a 70-pointer. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we're just not seeing that. But I am going to talk to her just about maybe having some stuff in the case. I don't know if you do, like, tennis bracelets or anything like that, too.
I do have those. So I have tennis bracelets, and I have those in both both natural and in lab-grown.
Okay.
But as far as the – I wanted to ask you, I mean, how many – bridal calls are you doing? Like, how many engagement rings are you selling per month, do you think?
Per month?
Yeah. I'd say per week, but, like, you know, like, per month. Like, to get an idea of the 3 natural that you sold, you know, how many?
I'd say probably 20-ish.
Okay. So, based off that, you've done probably 50 engagement rings this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then out of that, 3 of them were natural. One was that 70-pointer that you owned. Do you know what the other two were?
I think we owned the other one, too, but I didn't sell it.
Okay. And by the way, nothing wrong with selling a 70-pointer. Like, that's what
it was, like, in terms of being beautiful. Hold on 1 second, Nick. So there's a crack in this at the top right here. I don't think it's going to mess with the integrity of it, but it may be something that we run by David where maybe he just needs to solder it right there.
Okay.
Because it's not cracked all the way through. It's just on one side, and it's not even – well, it's fully through on that little piece, but I don't think it's going to mess with, like, her stones or anything. But I would run it by David and just see what he thinks. Yeah, there is a small little crack, but it's not all the way through the shank at all. Yeah. Okay,
what
thank
is,
you. Sorry.
No, you're great. Do you have an email address?
I do. It's Nicole, N-I-K-O-L-E, M like Mary, Cobb, like corn on the cob, at gmail.com.
Okay.
I am interested to see, like, Yeah, so I did the, I sold the 70-pointer. I don't know what, my owner, I think my owner sold a bigger one that she already had.
Yeah.
Like, to somebody that she knew. You know what I mean? There's certain demographics that don't want anything but naturals, for sure. We just don't get as much of them as we used to.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I've been getting, we've been getting a ton of calls or walk-ins just yesterday and today for tennis bracelets. And, so I'm interested to see, like, I mean, you know, I've been here 78 years. I have diamond vendors. I'm not trying to not include you. I'm trying to get you in.
Did you say 78?
Yeah. Our store's been here 78 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not me. Honey, I'm barely 21.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, dang. I miss
you. Like, generally, we've been here 78 years, so,
okay.
we have vendors off the wazoo. Everybody
of
is
course.
Like, oh, whatever. So I'm curious to see, though, like, what your, like, tennis bracelet, like, what that kind of stuff is, because that's going to give me to be like, hey, I had two calls yesterday for tennis bracelets, and they were kind of on the fence where they wanted to go natural or they wanted to go bigger carat weight and lab, because I'm always telling people, like, if you're getting these tiny little tennis bracelets, go natural, because you're not saving any money. Like, you're not going to save any money going lab just because it's a tennis bracelet, unless it's, like, a massive carat weight, then you'll send it, like, it's just a little bit. It's not even, to me, it's not even worth it. I just go natural. But just to kind of see what you have, and then I can show her that, too.
Yeah, so I'm setting you up to be able to log in to see our inventory, and I'm going to. It looks like Lisa was signed up for that at 1.2, and then.
Well, sign me up because she wouldn't even know how to get on there.
Yeah, you're fine.
she's gonna make me do it.
Yeah, so I'm. What am I doing? So I signed you up under your email address, and then I, NicoleMcCobb@gmail.com.
Yes,
that would be
perfect.
Your login, and this is on rdidiamonds.com or on the RDI Diamonds mobile app.
Okay.
I like the RDI Diamonds mobile app more for the finished goods, like
okay.
The deal we were talking about. It's just
mm-hmm.
easier to look at them there for some reason.
But on the website, I can see what you have in. And does it have pricing on the website, too, in terms of what you have? And
yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just like it's just, you know, preference, right? You could still see
right.
It's the same in either place. You could search it differently in the app, I guess.
Okay.
But, so your login is NicoleMcCobb@gmail.com. McCobb is with two C's and two B's, correct?
I'm sorry. It's going to be one C, like Nicole M. Cobb.
Dang it. All right.
You were saying McCobb. I should have picked up on it.
How is it really pronounced?
It's just my name's Nicole Michelle Cobb, so I just did Nicole M. Cobb. Because I had to keep going because I guess Cobb's a popular name, and I was like, great. I'm glad I married a popular guy.
That's so good.
My maiden name is like atrocious. I never had any issues getting an email address with my maiden name, and I was like, okay, so I'd like keep doing different ones, but McCobb is cute too.
Yeah, no, that's very fun. I fixed it. So it's NicoleMcCobb@gmail.com.
Yes, perfect.
And so that's your login. Your password is the word diamonds. It's all lowercase.
Okay.
Diamonds, like plural, so with an S on the end.
Okay.
And you'll be able to log in, view our inventory, request to have goods in. You could just say, hey, Nick, I saw this thing. Can I get it?
Okay.
I let everybody text me if they want to do that, if it's easier, or email me. I want to be an extension of your process.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, you know.
No, when I need something, I really, just to be honest, if I need something and if I get you in, we're going to want you to be available. You specifically.
Yeah.
Like, so we can be like, hey, help. You know what I mean? It's much easier.
Yeah.
But
so.
I think that, I'd like to see the finished inventory, and I'm going to show her the natural diamond stuff too. I don't know how much she's going to want to, like, what she's going to do with it. I don't know. Sometimes she just rolls her eyes at me, but I'll let you know.
No, it's great. I mean, yeah, because she's been in the industry for forever, and, you know, so she's seen it all, done it all. You know,
yeah.
Knows what it
and
is.
She's very aware. Yeah, she's very aware that she's seen it all, done it all. So I kind of just take, you know, my ideas to her, and then also vendors that are relentless or kind, which is both you. And then I'm like, we need to give this guy a shot or whatever.
I am relentless and kind.
Them. Yes, that's
those
perfect.
Are, those
so
are
you got to be in this industry for sure.
No, absolutely. And, you know, able to roll with the punches. But,
yeah,
so,
take it till you make it, kind.
But so the tennis bracelets that you're looking at, what sizes were you looking for?
So I was showing, like, 1 and 2 carats yesterday, but we're looking, like, more 5, 6, 7 carat tennis bracelets.
All right. Are we talking white or yellow?
Probably white is what
okay.
I would recommend him to get.
Okay. That's great. So 1s and 2s, but we're looking more like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. And then depending on customer's budget, I have different options, right, for
okay.
like quality. Like I have a TLB top light brown that's
mm-hmm.
beautiful, 5 carats, 2148 in white gold. But then I have, you know, HI SI2, 5 carat total weight, 6750.
Oh, okay. So not bad. Not
yep.
bad.
And,
okay.
And our lifetime trade applies to our natural finished goods as well.
Okay.
There is 15% restocking. So you get 85% of dollar for dollar if you had to, you know, if somebody brought it back to you.
Wanted to do that.
And
okay.
wanted to trade. So, but just so you know, it's something that you're not stuck with it. And, you know, we'll take it back.
Okay. That sounds great. I'll check that out when I'm about to have an appointment, but I will check it out as soon as I'm done. I'll get my, like, account set up, and then when she gets back in, I'll talk to her, too, and see what we need to do.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Nicole McCall.
All right. All right, Nick. Always a pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.